You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hand.
I'll look up the Hand spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds. The
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Yeah.
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are in this world. Welcome to episode 67 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on March 14th, 2014. My name is Rob, and I do alts and PvP and PvE and tanking and healing and DPSing and asking people how to play classes I don't know how to play, because that's what we do here. With me tonight is my bro host, Mr. Daryl, and the Resto Shaman Destruction Warlock Extraordinaire.
Yeah,
all the way up from about 10 hours north of me. Is that what it is, 10 something?
I think it's more than there. 10. If it was 10, I'd 13, drive down 15. And see it. No, I'm thinking 20, 25.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah, that's why did I feel like, ways.
Man, you oh, sound yeah. like you're so close.
I know. It's 10 to my parents, and they're
oh, well,
a lot,
shoot.
A lot yeah, closer okay. than you are.
So, dear Lord. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, also with us tonight, we've got the most healy healer you've ever seen in your life. World ranked, plays all the classes, puts me to shame, all the way from the future, from the great country of Ireland. We've brought Stormy to join us tonight.
Good morning.
Stormy! Come on down. Oh, it is, man. Thank you so much for staying up, because what's it, like 4? 4:30 there?
Half 4, yeah.
No, did you stay up, or did you get up?
I got some sleep, yeah. I finished at 12, and I went to sleep for a bit.
Ah, well, man, the sacrifices you do.
Yeah. Well, that's easy enough.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I think we got some really just some fun discussion tonight. So we'll get a little interview here, and then we'll get into the good stuff. So how, when, why, and where did you start playing Warcraft, and what would you say is your current main?
I started in beta many years ago. My dad just bought it for me, actually. I did play Shaman for years, like, oh god, it was like 8 years now.
But you don't now.
No, I was enhancement, and then I rerolled to, yeah, monk.
Man, I'm gonna break this
applause
button.
Where's that applause?
Alright.
Yeah, I played enhancement then, and then in the last week of TAC, I rerolled to a monk, and yeah, it was interesting, so bad. Oh, it was such a bad monk. I kept running this to the same person instead of everywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Typical mistakes, but there you go.
Nice.
Took me a while to learn, but hey-ho. But no, I'd say that's my current main at the moment, the monk, I guess, no.
So primarily Mistweaver, or are you...
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kicking well, things too?
It depends what boss we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I do one boss a week now. So, Garrosh, and I do it as Windwalker. So,
nice.
I don't even do it as Misty or anything. There's no point. I'm so bad now. Compared to Disc Priests.
We won't talk about that. Nerf.
Nerf Disc Priests. all the time.
So, what is the origin of the name Stormy? Or is it Stormy A?
It's Stormy. It was just an alt name. My original name was Stormax. But I had to think of something quick when I made my monk, so Stormy. Out of it. But you couldn't put the just Stormy without the H at the end of it, because it was already taken, so I whacked a H in there and hoped for the best.
Oh, nice.
And it's been that ever since.
I like it.
Yeah, it was handy enough, and it seems to have stuck now. I was going to change it back to Stormax, but the Shaman's got it now, although the Shaman's got a very vile name now. So,
well, oh, kind of goodness.
It was called Storm Sex now.
Oh, well.
I've got no way with it, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen.
For about 5 years now, since PTR.
What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
think the Li Shen kill actually got. I killed Raden before I killed Li Shen. And rolling off platforms and stuff. The learning curve of that was horrible. I didn't even get to heal it. I had to tank it.
Goodness.
I'd only just rerolled Mistweaver and I had no idea what it was doing. And they were like, oh yeah, by the way, we have no tank, so you're tanking. And I was like, no. The first time we killed that was like, so many mess ups, so many rolls the wrong way, decapitates on my face. It's okay, just press purify, it'll be okay. But you know, I think that's the most fun sort of, like, progression of that for me was most fun, actually. That was. I think I've been most fun memory, at least, to date. Everything else before that was boring.
Uh-oh, we got Nightbot being a jerk.
Lovely. See that.
We were talking about. He's saying Nerf disc in the chat room, and yeah. Nightbot got all pissy about it.
But. Oh, he did too. That's funny. Yeah, that's kind of funny. All right, we were talking about this a bit before we hit record. But what did you pick for your free 90 for the pre-purchase of Warlords?
For my EU, I kind of picked my Holy Paladin, because it was the last healing class I needed. And then for my US, I kind of picked another monk. I don't know why I did that, but there you go. Just needed something else to do, so. He just deleted the message. But yeah, no, the Paladin worked out quite well. I like it. It's like 570 Adam level now, so.
Oh my goodness.
570 already?
I need
you
two
boosted
more
a tune and you're 570.
Yeah, I need two more runestones and then I've got my cloak.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, she's our house. I love her. She's great. Although I'm playing Selfless Healer, so I just press three buttons the whole raid and then pop CDs when I feel like it. So that's
man,
all I do.
I'm doing something wrong, man. Clearly. I'm like running around screaming, flashing people. Is that Paladins flash people? Right?
I don't. I just light of dawn everybody in the face. Open the back.
Flash of light. Flash? Yeah, light of dawn. Yeah, flash whatever. Dawn. Jeez. Yeah, I need to. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get on that Paladin again.
Well, my Paladin's all sound controlled by weak auras. It makes a sound and I press a button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in your stream a few times. I admire your setup. I like it.
Yeah, I've had to change my UI, so I'm not using LVI anymore. I'm using default.
What?
Hey, that's
yeah,
the way
because
to
when
go.
No,
when beta hits, you're not gonna have LVI. You're not gonna have your.
Oh,
add-on.
I don't. Do you remember how easy the transition was though? When Mist came out though, like they allowed add-ons in beta, so a lot of that stuff got ironed out before. Before it even really hit,
I don't
want to
risk it.
Yeah.
No, I don't have time to risk it. I have to relearn my character really quick.
Yeah. Well, what have you been up to besides 80,000 clears and 15 guilds every week? What have you been up to this week?
This week, so far, it's only just hit us a reset. So I just cleared on my Paladin, just needed to do Paragon, so it's a garish. But other than that, that's it. I only got back from Scotland, though, on Monday. So it was like kind of a rush home, VP cap on everything, and just like, go quick, VP cap everything, and get coins, and bit of a rush on the Monday and Tuesday. But other than that, nothing much. Just the usual clears.
Are you still getting the VP cap after all everything's upgraded?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. OCD compels me to.
Because of the what? Because of the new, the more additional upgrades they're giving us, or just because you love it so much?
Both, I guess. Like I've been VP capped with 3K for like 2 months now. So.
Oh man.
I only need one more item on my monk, so that's why I only do one boss. Oh, deal the rest of my shaman. I just need my Warforged shoulders from Garrosh, and then that's me full Warforged bits. So it's like, oh, okay. I'm just gonna do this, and that's why I don't get to heal it. I just go Windwalker; it's easier.
Yeah. So. Well, if you don't need the heals, I guess.
Nah, you can 3 heal it or 2 heal it, pretty much.
So. Jeez. Oh. Yeah. Well, we can't. Do you quite do that yet?
we 3 heal it every week. That's why there's no point in me healing it. So. There's just no point. Especially when I'm a monk anyway. There's no CDs. Or at least not enough.
You can revival.
Yeah, and heal for 2 million. That a Shadow Priest could do with Halo. Mm-hmm. Times.
Yeah, whatever.
Revival's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why they nerfed it, but...
I know why.
Because it was OP before?
Malkroth and Immersius and stuff like that. That's why they nerfed it.
Oh, did it heal all the adds on Immersius too? Or?
It still does, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why at the end of Immersius, I run into the middle with Diffuse Magic because Revival. So I can hit all the adds.
Nice.
Four is the healing. Well, it's four, really.
Nice. Let's see. I have been still have a recruiter friend going with a buddy of mine. So we knocked out a bunch of that. I got an Alliance Shaman up to 86 or 87. I'm not sure where he's at now. Or she. No shaman talk. Get out of here. Shoot. Salty's causing problems in here. But, did a little bit of raiding. I had to leave the group early, and much to my, it was bittersweet to hear that they had a very difficult time moving on without me, even with people in the guild, or, you know, filling in the other slots. They just couldn't do it without me, so, that's, I don't know, I guess I can't leave again, but, a little bit of PvP, and then I hit up some arenas, just random stuff here and there. I don't know, man. Sometimes you go through a little streak where you're just tearing it up, and then sometimes you can't bio in. So I don't know. I think we're at that point where there's a little bit of gear disparity with PvP in the arenas where there are people that are full prideful gear, you know. And I've got a lot of prideful gear, but I'm not full yet. So I think, you know, you kind of get tore up a little bit. If you run into some of those groups, or, you know, one person will carry a really low level person, and it's just, you know, you just can't touch them if they're that good. But I don't know. Been goofing off, having fun. I tried to play a little Hearthstone and was thoroughly reminded of why I don't play it and moved on. So, Hand, how about you? What have you been up to?
That raid was painful, not because you left, and not because we didn't get the Shaw, but because our last wipe was 0%. It literally was 0%. It said zero. I think he had 600k left.
Dear Lord.
It was, oh, yeah, it was the last one of the night. We couldn't do it anymore. It was just, oh my God. I don't know, once we got, you know, 10%, things just went haywire, and it wasn't our regular group as well. We had other people that were out, and then, you know, because it was getting late, some other people dropped and then brought others in. So it wasn't our regular group, which is fine. There, we were able to bring some other people in who I don't think had seen it on normal before. So that was all right. But it was still fun despite a 0% wipe. It's disheartening to see 0% on the little thing that tells you that you didn't beat the boss.
Yeah, but anyway, the little DBM comes up.
Yes, exactly. 0%. Oh, are you kidding me? But yes, I've been doing some PvP, trying to get my dailies done. Arenas every now and then. I think I'm up to 5 prideful on my warlock. I got my last one, my 5th one last night, I think it was. I've been doing a little bit on my Alliance Warlock too, just the dailies and the rares for Honor. I'm not running it through any dungeons or anything, so it's actually how I'm increasing my gear level through the PvP gear, since I'm getting 522s versus the 496 timeless gear.
Yeah.
So that's helping in that regard anyway, but I'll do that. Not even every night I'm doing that. And then I also got a ticket to BlizzCon. So
I'm going this year, and I'm very excited about that. I've never been.
You should be.
I know. So I think I'm more excited about getting to meet everybody that I know, you know, from in-game and on Twitter and, you know, all the other podcasters that we've got connections with and all that. Just all these awesome people that we've met from this game, and I'm actually going to meet a lot of them in person, and I think that's what I'm most excited about. It really is, so I'm really looking forward to that. And as well, so what we're doing is my wife and family are coming as well, and we're heading down on Monday, and we're going to go to Disneyland, and I think Universal Studios, she was talking about one day. And then come Friday and Saturday, I'm just going to ditch them to attend BlizzCon.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good idea. So,
yes.
I wish they did it over here.
You should come out and go to this one.
Oh, no, they should make a Cork one, and then I can go to Saz. We have a headquarters here, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they should do one here instead, for once. I think our country would run out of space, though. We don't have that much space in this land.
I would love to. I'd go out there, if there's one out there.
Well, there's only, like, 1.8 million people in my, my country alone, like, where I live. Oh, BlizzCon's awesome.
Have you ever been to BlizzCon?
No, I've seen all this stuff about it, though.
Yeah. I might get the Prime ticket, whatever the heck. The NFL BlizzCon ticket, whatever it is.
I'll wave at the cameras.
Yeah, I might see about it next year.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I just, there's too much other... I've got some other stuff going on in my real life, believe it or not. So, no BlizzCon for me this year, so...
Hi, this is Corey from Azeroth Pirate Radio. When I am not harassing Seraphis and making his life absolutely miserable, I'm listening to The Training Dummies with Hend and Rob.
So is he saying he doesn't ever listen to The Training Dummies?
That almost sounds like it, hey?
Old married couple.
Yeah, I know, hey? He's always harassing Seraphis, so I guess he's never listening to us. I see how it is. Didn't catch that before.
So, I think we thought with, you know, at this point of the expansion, people have, most people have cleared what they're going to clear, or like with Stormy said, she's clearing it four times a week, and this is old hat now. We thought maybe we could do a bit of like a healing overall, you know, discussion, wrap up, round table, look back, look forward kind of thing, maybe, and then just see where we're at and what we have to look forward to. And I thought that Stormy would be a really great resource for that, since clearly she's been playing quite a while and she knows her stuff. So I don't know how we ended up where we're at now, because like you're saying, you know, you got three buttons, or it's basically, for me, what healing's turned into is like AoE as hard as you can. And win. So, what's your take on where we're at right now?
It depends on what class you are, in all honesty. Like, as a monk, I'm buttons galore, but whereas as a paladin, I have, like, three buttons. It's okay. Rest of shaman's, like, four buttons. This priest has one button. So, it depends on your class, I guess. This priest just has smite all day. Maybe macro all together with penance. You win spirit shallow a wee bit, you know. And then there's nothing else for anybody else to heal, so you could probably go to sleep. Like, no problem. We have people who do coursework in the middle of Galacross because there's just nothing to do.
So. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Our disc priests do it for us. We have two discs and they just do it for us.
AFK, I'm writing a paper.
Yeah. Still in the fight, no problem.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, like, nobody's gonna die. If they're gonna die, it's gonna one-shot them, so.
Yeah.
That's the way it is at the moment, I guess.
So, how did we get here then? Because Blizzard has told us now for, you know, the last couple of expansions how it's not gonna be this way. We're gonna fix it. We're gonna change it. And, the, you know, at the beginning of Mists, you know, the changes over the tiers, you know, even just with Mistweaver alone, did you say you were doing Mistweaver like in Mogushan or
no, in TOT? I started very late.
Okay.
I remember though people going on about Jab Jab Uplift. So.
Yeah, I know. I was following Affinity. We've had him on, and I was following him pretty closely, and it was just straight up Jab Jab Uplift. That was it.
Win. Well, they did. They win both meters. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and Renewing Mist was yes. Hit that additional target, and you know.
Yep. That's so far from that line.
Oh, I know. I know. You sit on more of the, on the fist weaving side of the tree, right?
Yeah, I'm Mist Weaver. I do Mist Weave as well, but I tend not to stay near it.
Yeah.
It's boring and it gets sniped anyway by shields.
I love trying to fist weave, but I feel like I end up just being a clown and going and.
Yeah, the mana's the hardest part to manage, but you get used to it over time. Like, it's just a get used to your own character thing, so it is, and knowing how much everything costs, and then knowing when you have downtime to chug. But other than that, it's fine. It just depends on how you play, really.
Yeah.
Because I was a melee for so long, it's just common for me now just to press buttons. Like, I had to have a fist weaving bar, like an action bar for it.
Oh,
and I just
up and down, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah. You know, on the default UI, you can scroll up and down for different bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a scroll second bar is my mist weaving one, and then the my third one's my lightning weaving one, and my main one's my mist weaving or my fist weaving one. I just scroll.
I think that's the reason I'm not very efficient when I try fist weaving, because it really would require a different mm-hmm. bar.
It does, yeah. It requires a whole lot of, the reason why I did it that way was because I couldn't be bothered changing so many keybinds. Like, I would need another 12 keybinds. And I'm already running, like, 100 odd keybinds anyway.
Sure.
And then I have to get used to them. And I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to make a down bar. And yeah, no, yeah, I can.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's handy enough. Like, people don't even think of it. So I was like, why not? It's like, for my healing, I use mouse overs. And then for my fist weaving, I just melee, pretend to be a melee for a bit.
Yeah. Would you say that smart heals have made healing stupid?
Yes, very, very much. So, like, the difference between playing on my monk and playing on my shaman is incredible. I mean, I could unleash elements and healing rain on top of meter, whereas on my monk, I'd be sitting there trying mm-hmm. to do something, and it's just rushing jib when smarts are nothing close to, like, healing rain or chain heal or anything like that. It's like, oh, it's horrible. Like, I mean, they make the class so dead, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people get bored of, like, playing, like, a shaman, for example. There's a good one. Like, my shaman's 580, and I just sit there and pretend healing stream totem and healing rain, and I'm like, wow, this actually heals and does things for me that I don't even have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a very complex class. A very complex healing class that takes a lot of skill to master. Stop giving away the secrets.
He's not biased at all.
Not at all.
Oh, no, not at all. I love my wee shaman, but yeah, it is very... Oh my god, yes. I rip my glyph, and then I pretend to be a monk for a bit, and then I chain heal. It's like, oh.
That's awesome.
How you top on Malkorok, you just spam Riptide everywhere. At least that's what we do anyway. But no, I think smart heals have definitely dumbed down the game anyway. Well, in Warlords, hopefully they'll be fixed. They will. Smart heals will be dumb. I quite like that comment.
Yeah, so get rid of smart healers, and you actually need to be a smart healer.
Yeah, you have to have a choice.
Yeah.
That's why I like the monk. You have to make choices of what you do. With as little choices you have. With, like, surging mists and stuff like that. Obviously, you can just glyph it and this and that. But
well, there's a lot to manage, though, like, in terms of the muscle memory. And if you are fist weaving, you know, where you... I don't know. It feels to me like, where do you want to spend your chi? And
how, where, what, when. There's a lot of fist weaving complications. Like, I run a guide on it, so. But it's so hard to teach people how to do it because it's about choice. I can't make the choices for them, so it's like, yeah, if I could, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
But no, if they nerf shields, like, which they are in Warlords, that would make life so much easier, and then change the type of healing we have at the moment. Like, at the moment, it's just keep everybody at 90% or 99%, and we're all okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they changed it to like healing management, where it was triage all the time, it would be so much better, which is what their aim is. But then again, they aimed for that in Cataclysm, so.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but the, I mean, and then the expansion starts off that way. And
yeah, it starts off that way. Mm-hmm. Then we get a bit more gear.
Yeah, I was healing, you know, Hinz and I and another buddy were healing Mogoshan Vaults and Heart of Fear. And really, you know, I had to think about, I mean, obviously as a monk, you want to just spread as much renewing mist as possible, but I had to think about, okay, who's getting my enveloping mist? Who's, you know, who's getting, you know,
who's doing this?
Yeah, and who's, you're paying attention a lot more, and then, you know, the second you get that gear, all of a sudden it doesn't matter anymore. It's just spam AoE win, you know?
Yeah, like, even nowadays, though, like, I've seen groups complaining, wanting people with 570 item level to go Garrosh normal, and I'm like, I didn't even have 570 item level when I killed him on heroic. And I'm like, jeez, why do you ask such a high item level? It's similar flex. Oh my god, they're all like 560, and I'm like, you don't even get 560 from flex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I would think I was pretty close to 560 before we even set foot into normals.
I was 560 when I killed Garrosh heroic.
So my eye level that I'm at right now is what you had when you killed heroic Garrosh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
And we're on what? Nazgrim,
yes.
Normal?
Yes.
Well, you know, we definitely take the philosophy of just having fun and going in the friends and family atmosphere. And,
yeah.
You know, everybody wants loot. We love the loot, but yeah, we're not focused on, you know, the heroic or high-end level, so.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so high-end to me. It feels really casual to me because I only raid once a week on that character.
Well, now though, but I mean, in September.
Oh, yeah, progress.
Ugh. Well, okay, then how about this then? What did you think were maybe the best and worst raid fights of this expansion?
The best one, I'm trying to think. Like, even from a healing point of view, I loved Malkorok and Tortoise, and I love those kind of fights with the shields.
Tortoise.
Oh, I loved it. It was great. You're sitting there doing, like, 400k HPS. So, like, on Malkorok, I'm doing, like, 530. It's, yeah. I like them kind of fights, but they do seem quite redundant.
They're kind of gimmicky, though, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah. It's just one of those ones where your overheal classes can really shine, but... Mm-hmm. And then you realize that this is what you do on every other boss. And it all goes to overhealing, and it makes you a little sad inside. But it's okay.
Nice.
My worst fight? I can't even... Worst fight with Paragons. Like, throughout the whole of Mists was Paragons. I hated that thing. Before all the nerfs, you just got one-shot by everything. It was like, oh my god, no, please. Don't target me with aim. Please, don't. I'll just die.
Oh, that's very kind of an RNG-based thing, right? You never know.
You never know, yeah. Nowadays, you can drop it, but when we did it, you couldn't drop it. Mm-hmm. Fiery Edges couldn't be handled properly. They one-shot people. The whole fight was buggy completely. It was, yeah. It still does mess around a lot of guilds, though. Like, even today, it can wipe guilds out. It's been horrible. Mm-hmm. It's a very RNG fight. When we were doing testing on it, I didn't particularly like it because it was just literally RNG.
Don't they throw that one? They throw something like that in.
Yeah.
Almost every tier, right? In particular, I remember what was it, Rylith from Firelands.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember
just
that.
Like, turn right.
Yeah, we're like, I mean, okay, this guy's driving, so everybody listen to that guy. Right, left, right. Mm-hmm. And dude, it was like, yeah, I mean, and if the little, you know, volcano spawned in the right spot, then you were good to go. If not, you were just crying.
Yeah. Crying, gonna wipe from debuffs. Yeah, there's always those kind of gimpy fights.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite tier, this expansion, or raid? I guess.
I'm not sure, really. I mean, I liked Siege at the start. No, I don't. I liked UT as well.
I
love Dragon Soul. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it, and then by the time we were done, it was just like okay.
I loved Dragon Soul until the two last bosses. Then they were quite disappointing for me. I don't know why. I think they were a little bit of a letdown, but. They were designed like, I don't know, it wasn't very fun.
Yeah.
But From enhancement travel point of view, I quite liked it until the end of the last two. But this tier wise, I've liked every fight apart from Paragons, because Paragons are practically useless. So. All overhealing. But TUT was good as well, though. And like, no, I won't go near it, but. But I like Li Shen, actually. I love the design of Li Shen, the pillars and the managing where your tanks are going, and Thunderstruck, and there's loads of mechanics, but they're all split up into parts, and you have to know like how to deal with everything, and you have to know your class, you have to know if you can immune things. Like that's I quite liked Li Shen for all that, because it required everybody to pull their weight, not just one person. So it was I quite liked that one. So. Dragons always was fun, I think, out of all of it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have fond memories of Dragons all. Maybe because we had a lot of success. We had a lot of fun. And we
yeah,
really
that
well.
Was... Yeah, we
I was in a really bad guild.
I think, though, but... Okay, this is a little off topic, but we were talking about this a little bit. They announced the even more gear upgrades.
Yes.
And do you... Call me old fashioned, but give me a nerf, man. Don't give me another grind. I don't want to grind more valor. Just give me a nerf. Yeah, a grind, you know, 5%, 10%, 20%. You turn it off if you want. You go talk to the NPC. You're good to get, you know, like whatever. But man, just the gradual nerf, like that made it accessible to people, and you didn't have to grind it out to hope, you know, because like, okay, what are you wearing? Like 11, 12 pieces of gear. And you're going to double upgrade all those again? What, that's 500 valor. Yeah, 500 pop. And times 12 P, that's like, what's another 6,000 valor? 5,000 something?
Yeah, you can only get 1,000
I mean, that's
a week
like,
if you don't have a bank.
Valor, yeah.
Come on, man. Like, you're going to give me a grind at this point of the expansion to do it again? I don't know. I just... It seems, I don't know.
I think they're trying to bring the item level to like 600-ish or anywhere around that so that they can start as fresh. I mean, I'd have about 600 item level if I upgraded everything all over again. So.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they're trying to even out.
But you're not the one who needs it though, right?
No, God, no.
You're falling asleep. You cleared this stuff months ago at 560, right? When you're done. You're not the one who needs the upgrade. So I don't, I just, this concept doesn't make sense to me.
It's to give everybody else that tiny little bit more DPS, but it does mean they have to grind it, and it does mean that everybody has to be PCAP. And agreed.
So what? I'm going to chain run heroic scenarios, you know?
Yep. I mean, come on. Let's wrap this up. We got scenarios to run.
Personally, I've been VP capped on like 4 characters for like 3 months now, 3k valor, and nothing to upgrade. So it's like,
for you, the second it drops, you're 2/3 of your gear is already upgraded, and you've got even less work to do.
Yeah.
So you're gonna start fist weave single healing heroic Siege of Ogmore, right?
Oh, I
bet we're gonna start seeing a lot more of that stuff. I think people are gonna drop down to definitely 2 heals and.
Oh well, yeah, like Garrosh. No, we're 3 healing it, but we could definitely 2 heal it. Like it's no problem. We only have them really for the CDs, so.
Yeah, didn't one of the top end guilds initially single heal that with a priest?
Inner Sanctum, yeah, they one healed it. I think Paragon might have done it as well. They one healed it with either Disc or Holy Priest.
I want to say Holy because I was like, oh,
but, I think it was Holy Priest. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean that just I mean, that
more DPS back then. They had less item levels, so
proves my point though even more. Like the high end people that are done with this content aren't the ones that need the help. They aren't the ones that need the upgrades and all that, so
yeah,
that's just my little soapbox. But well, clearly there's no challenges in healing heroics, but one of our bullet points here was to talk about some of the challenges in healing Nurrogues. Maybe you can give us some insight into that a little bit.
The biggest challenge for me was changing healing class, actually. Like, if I changed from my monk to my shaman to my paladin to my priest or to any other class, that was the hardest challenge. Like, adapting to the raid setup as well. If we got new people in or anything like that, it was like, oh no, god, like, how do I heal you? Because I don't know where you're standing, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, right.
And so, like, I'm really one of those healers. I have to know my raid group before I can actually do anything properly. So it's one of those ones. But no, I think adapting to change is the hardest part in, like, heroic, for us at least. Well, for me at least. Like, between changing from my monk to my shaman, I had really big problems because I would just spam heal everything and not think about mana at all. Like, and just hope for the best. I did it on my paladin for a long time as well. I would just own myself completely and then realize I have no manatee. And I was like, oh no, what do I do? What do I do?
That's funny.
Yep.
Yeah. I did that quite a lot, and it took a while to learn, basically. That's all it was. But other than that, it wasn't such a problem, I guess, changing over, but you had to go learn everything all over again and relearn the encounters and this and that. I think there's only one fight really that annoys me with healing, and that is Paragons, because everybody will spread out, and you're like,
you don't like that fight, huh?
No, I hate it. I hate that fight so much.
That's the vibe I'm getting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. between it and spoils.
Oh man, spoils. That's another one of those RNG weird. Just
it's glorified trash. It's not.
That's exactly. Do you know we had a 0% wipe on spoils too?
Oh, we did too.
At 1.101, we were.
Yeah, you couldn't get to the lever in time. We both bars lit up and just couldn't get to the lever. Yes, that was fun. Good time.
Last night we wiped times on it. It was horrible. Just a bad raid at the time, I guess. Yeah. We had no healing officer online, so I had to do it, and I was like, this is not my normal guild, so I wasn't really sure of everybody's capabilities, so you do this for me, and you do this for me. They're like, oh, but I don't normally do that. I was like, well, do not.
then what do you normally do? Go do that.
I was like, I got to the point where I was like, I don't care what you normally do anymore. And they're like, oh, well, okay. You'll just do what I do every raid, because I know all your classes. I know what you're going to do. You're capable of doing. And then they go, well, you're just comparing us to your main guild. And I was like, no, I'm comparing your class. I expect you to be able to do these things.
See? That's okay. So, all right. So then that's a good lead into this then. If you're going to take it to the next level, obviously you're saying one of the things you need to do is not only know your class, but know what the other classes are capable of. What would you say maybe for some advanced tactics?
Talk to your other classes. Like, I talked to a lot of other resto shamans, for example. Even before I re-rolled my shaman to resto, I got to their class, so I knew how they worked. So talk to your other healers in your guild as well.
Mm-hmm.
See how they heal. Like, watch their streams, stuff like that. I spent months watching other healers. There's one, I Can Be Heals or something, Resto Shaman on the US side. I watched him for ages, just watching how he heals and what he does with his CDs, and just watch and learn, take it in. I mean, lots of people say, oh, well, there's no point in watching it, you have to actually do it. And I agree, you do have to do it as well, but you need to watch what your healers specifically. Mm-hmm. I know what all my healers are doing in my raid group, regardless of which guild run I'm doing. I know what they're doing, or what character they're on even, because we play a lot of our alts now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, for example, the first AM on Mercies is going to be Dunders. I know that because we've done it so much now. And you just get to know how they work. Like, definitely watch your other healers and get to know them. I mean, you may not like them all the time. They may snipe you. Our Resto Shaman hates me because every time on Nourish, he's like, I'm healing tide of revival. So, you know, I revival all the time, all over his healing tide.
So it's one thing to snipe somebody on purpose, but you're saying, you know what, if you're trying to be efficient, if you're trying to progress, then don't kill each other's CDs. Don't step on each other.
Try not to. I know it's hard sometimes. Like, I do revival over a lot of people. I've done that a few times. It's one of the penalties of being a monk. You're reacting to things. You're not actually planning ahead. But whenever I'm on my shaman or my paladin or something, I have time to plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, get to know your encounters as well. Like, saying that I don't really know anything about our encounters, but, you know, but these days, get to know your encounters, watch a lot of stuff and read up on a lot of stuff. That's what I did. When I rerolled from a DPS to a healer, I had to do that as well. I jumped from sub 2000 to like top world 20 at the time. That was in TOT. And now I'm still in top 20. And I don't even know how I got here. But definitely watch.
Nice. Because you killed a monk.
Oh no, my guild were looking for a monk at the time. And my guild at the time happened to be disbanded, kind of ish. So, at Apex on Alec here, they died a little bit. And then a lot of people got poached. So, I was one of those. So, I was quite lucky. But, definitely watch and read, like, look at guides, even if people say they're horrible guides, look at them anyway, because you might be able to learn something. Do LFR, stuff like that. Do you know how much flex I've done?
Like, wait, did you just say do LFR?
Do LFR, yeah. You get to know the mechanics.
What? What is this? What?
Yeah.
It's the opposite advice of ever anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you heard it. You heard it here. Do LFR.
Before, yeah, because then, like, time your CDs for things. The people in the group might be absolutely terrible or whatever, mm-hmm. but the encounter itself still times the same as normal, same as heroic. So, flex is a good one, but don't get too much into flex. Like, I've killed most flex bosses over 60 times. So, I've done a lot of flex.
Jeez,
yeah, I've killed Malkrok this tier over 100 times in total. And that's including, like, flex, normal, whatever. That's a lot of flex, but that's because I wanted to get to know, you know, how other people react to things and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we have raiders that do flex before main raid so they can warm up. So it is a good idea to.
Oh,
like,
it's a great idea.
A warm up run.
I think
really
people have lost the value of LFR because they're so disenchanted with you know running with these strangers that are all a bunch of weirdos and jerks and or whatever, you know. Yeah,
that
so
be
like.
Different. So it can, especially as a healer. I mean, you have to react to their bad mistakes. I mean, you're going to be doing your main raid anyway, so you may as well do it for bad people.
Might as well, man. Yeah, if you can help carry 24 other people to victory, then it's just going to make you a better player.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get to know other people as well. You might discover something new. I mean, the reason I did so much flex runs was because I could see other mistweavers and see how they were doing it, and if they were doing it incorrect, question it, and maybe it might actually help me. Mm-hmm. As well, like, so that's why I did a lot of flex back in the day.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say about LFR, and I try and do this as often as possible, it's pretty easy to pick out the people that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much to start a quick conversation with them. I will be like, oh man, there's, you know, that warrior's killing it. I'll whisper, man, you're awesome, you know. You know, you got any tips for me? Oh yeah, you know, keep this up and do this, and then I'll be like, oh okay, I didn't even think of that. Right on, you know. So any class you're playing, DPS, tank, and whatever, you know, you'll find somebody that's just killing it, and you know, look through your what the heck is it, Scott or recount? Look through your meters. Oh, you can see, class. You know. Uh huh. Ask them, are you, you know, what are you using? Are you using keybinds? Are you using mouse overs? Or, you know, and 9 times out of 10, you just made someone's day by telling them, man, you're awesome. Well, they probably know they are. They're in LFR just killing it. They're probably, you know, way over geared and doesn't even matter, but, you know, you just made someone's day.
Definitely. Like, I ask questions all the time. So there's like, healers and LFRs and flexes, like, why are you doing this? You know, maybe I could help them.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's like an interrogation, but, you know, it works. Oh, dear. It's like, especially with wrestler shamans, there's so many different ways to, like, gem and so many caps. And it's not like, my shaman's full intellect. I'm really old. I gem pure int, and I have, like, a 9k haste breakpoint, 15k spirit, and, like, that's so default compared to a lot of shamans out here gemming, like, crit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man, I don't even think I've got that much spirit.
Yeah, I think I went
crit. It's my gear. I can't get rid of it, so. Yeah.
Jeez. First WoW problems.
Yeah, I know. Too much spirit. I have too much spirit on my monk.
I've got 15k spirit. Do you know, we did a Mistweaver episode a while back, and I think at the time I was pretty close to 20k spirit.
Oh my lord.
And I wasn't using chi brew. I hadn't actually done a lot of Mistweaver healing since the beginning of the expansion, so a lot had changed.
I have 7k spirit. Mm-hmm. I only need 5 because that's a hit and expertise cap.
So
Spur's a non-issue for me. So it is. I don't need Spur at all. I just need lots of crit.
Yeah.
I have like 20k crit or something.
Yeah.
So if it's fine.
That's hilarious. Wow. Yeah, I think I'm down below 10k now, but at the time I was out of hand, you know, and I was like, and I was still, I had manatee glyphed, and you know, it was a mess.
In progress, actually, I had quite a lot of mastery. I had like 10k mastery in progress, and people asked me why I was using a mastery build, and I could have cried. I wasn't. It was just my gear at the time was so bad.
That's awesome.
It was just, I ended up with the Galacross for Rook Warforged staff, and I was like, oh my god, the Claw Spirit, or not the Spirit, the Mastery, it's horrible. I only took it for the weapon damage. But, no, like, I had like 10k Spirit, or 10k Spirit and 10k Mastery, and people were just asking me, like, why are you doing this? And I was like, I'm not, it's my gear, I promise, it's my gear.
Look at my gear, look at it. Look at it!
I was saying that monks don't really scale with gear anyway, but yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, any other advanced tips besides do LFR?
Do LFR.
Not what I was expecting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not many people expect that. I do quite a lot of LFR, but yeah. Talk to people. It's the best one. Like, talk to people that are higher ranked for me as well. Harass them. They're full of information. Like, I run a guide and all sorts of stuff. Like, you'll be surprised how much the high-end ones actually do.
Go into people's streams, man. Those guys live for it. Like, you go into anybody. Go into yours, Affinities, any Rignaros, any of the Ponanza guys. Like, you go in there and ask questions, you will get answers.
So they will eat it all up. They love it. It's because we've been doing this for so long. It's so nice to hear somebody that like actually wants help.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few people who just troll around and whatever, but people who genuinely are lost and don't know what to do, and they're like they're reaching out for help and they don't know where to go, or like MMOs being horrible to them, and nobody and people are calling them noobs. And we're just like, okay, well, what are you doing then?
Yeah,
like a lot of the high end ones are. We just burst with information, so you may as well, you know. Just ask them anyway. Don't be worried about it. They'll not shoot you down. Just ask them anyway. We're not monsters. I promise.
do you do any of the evaluations, or you know, do you look at people's stuff? Like if they send you a link of their gear or their build, you could give them feedback. Okay, cool.
I work for Sentry Totem a bit, so do as well.
Yeah,
I'm an expert on there. And I'm also looking after 15 monks on my BattleNet and stuff like that. Like, they send me their links. I do their stat weight balancing. I look through their logs. I mean, I spend hours looking through for just one person of what they're doing wrong and what they're doing right and where they can improve and this and that. I mean, and I'll go through their guild's logs as well to see, like, what setups they're using and how they can improve and stuff like that. And I do that for 15 people at the moment, just on the EU side.
Now, do you use sites like AMR? Or I know you've got your own pretty intense spreadsheet. That,
yes.
I mean, I actually, yeah, you sent me a copy of that one time, and I had to stop after a minute because my brain just couldn't.
I use AMR for my monk and my shaman, but with edited stat weights and stuff like that. They're all on my spreadsheet and all in the guide, but
I find AMR for healers just to be a whole different.
It is,
because no one can tell you how much spirit you need. You know.
No one can tell you about that, really. I mean, you can get comfortable, I guess. Like, my shaman, for example, I do have 15k spirit, but I could drop to, like, 11k.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be optimal, but it would be optimal for my raid with mana tied, so...
Yeah, because you want to be able to spam and...
Yeah, you have to find your own comfort zone. I mean... Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's a basic outline guide of what you could do. I mean, my monk one's only really for, like, haste breakpoints and stuff like that, where people are a bit like, oh, should I take this next haste breakpoint? Should I not? I mean, AMR will not tell you that.
Right.
They won't tell you whether to take it or not. So, I mean, that's why you should talk to other people. I mean, that's why I manage so many other monks. It's like, mostly through their haste breakpoints and their rotations and this and that. But, yeah, I used to use Reforged Light, but they don't have the right algorithm for amplification trinkets. So,
oh, they don't, huh? That's a pretty big... Yeah, that whole... I think trinkets this... I don't want to say this expansion, but maybe in Throne of Thunder and especially Siege of Orgrimmar. I think that some of the gear, like those trinkets, the amp trinkets and the Rune of Origination for DPS, stuff like that, really changed everything, and I don't think they were expecting that.
No, I mean, like, I can run double amps. I have double amps, but in 10 man, they're like a game breaker for a monk. Whereas in 25 man, it's like, whatever. I mean, I use Thok Trinket now just because it does 10% of my healing done. The same on my Shaman. I don't use
10%.
Yeah, I don't use the Sagecraft Trinket on my Shaman. I use Thok and Prismatic Pride, Warforged, Heroic. So they're fine.
I use whatever I can get my grubby little hands on.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but like I know a lot of like other shamans like are running around like begging for the Sagecraft or trinket, and I'm like, why? I need it. So, there you go. It doesn't AMR and stuff like that will give you Abyss List as well, which I don't believe in. But
I don't like Abyss List. Yeah, so there's so many. I feel like with things like DPS or even tanking, that it's a lot more cut and dry. But with healing, there is just way too many ways of doing things. And it's, you know, what you're, you know, you got 15k, another heroic raider may be like, what the heck? But that's where you're at. That's what you're comfortable with. And that's where you can, you know, be successful. So, yeah.
There's a Restor Shaman actually in my second guild, Cerebral. He has 15k spirit or 15k haste even. I have 9k haste. I don't know how he plays with 15k. I couldn't. I'd be going to him and it would be horrible, but he's completely comfortable. Whereas I'm playing with 9k and I'm completely grand, but he stacks crit and I stack ints. I mean, who's meant to know what's better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, yeah.
There's like a zero difference between the two, but it's a playstyle thing, I guess, as well. I go in with crit, for example, on my Shaman. I could gem pure back to crit like Sony does and this and that, but I would go in because it's just a playstyle I'm not comfortable with.
So are you pure? You said you're pure crit on your monk.
Yeah, I skip socket bonuses. I'm pure crit everything.
Oh, okay. One time I was talking to you on your stream, you said you were testing that out, but I didn't know where.
Yeah, no, I ended up going full crit because the int gain only scales minimally. It's not enough to make me change my mind, sort of thing. I would gain like 1k intellect, which I get from a flask anyway. So
what's the we covered this kind of before, but you know, it's a little self-serving for me. What's the thought process and the bonus behind just straight crit for a Mistweaver?
It scales everything except for Life Recruiting and Revival, which nobody cares about anyway. it'll scale your Runic Mist.
For Revival.
No, I know. It'll scale your Runic Mist, your Uplift, and it will give you Mana back as well. Manatee can also crit, so you'd be getting, like, maybe from Chibu, maybe 2 stacks of Manatee, which is the default, and then sometimes you might get 8 stacks. Crit's also less overhealing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crit's less overhealing as well. Intellect is heavy overhealing. It is not very good for anything except for challenge modes. I wouldn't recommend it for anything else, for challenge modes at least. My life cocoon, if I wait for my trinkets to proc, it does up to 1 million damage absorb. Which is
a million. Yeah, that's like that's where most tanks are sitting around their health, right?
Yeah, I can absorb that if I wait for my trinket to proc.
Wow, that's crazy.
I wouldn't go collect at all. Like I have like 40k spell bar or something. I don't care about that too much. My Renewing Mist is always going to do between like 9k ticks and 18k, so regardless of what I'm stacking at the time, but definitely crit. Like, skip your soccer bonuses, it doesn't matter about them. Get a haste break point, crit, and ignore all your spirit. That's what I would do anyway. I've got a low item level monk, and that's what I've done, and that's fine.
Okay.
I don't even get it.
when you say low item level, what do you think?
That's 500. It's 500.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that is low.
I'm like, wow. You're going to be like,
legitimate.
Oh, that's only 550 on my low level.
No. It's a powerful heirloom weapon, so that's why it is 500.
All right. Han, do you have any before we get into maybe a little bit of what to look forward to?
Not on the current, I don't think, because, you know, I'm comfortable with the way I'm healing right now in our normal raids, top end the meters. which makes me feel comfortable. Except well, for Mercius, I don't like that
I'm not
fight.
Healing. Well, yeah. even as a tank, I'm giving people a run for their money sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I'm looking forward to the Warlords changes. Like even when Kata first came out, I was hesitant to get back into my healing because I've always healed since Molten Core even. So even when Kata was coming out, I was hesitant to get into, you know, heroics, because heroics were heroic again, you know, for the just regular five-mans. So I was hesitant to get into those with the healing changes, but once I did, I was fine with it. So now, you know, they're doing something different here with Warlords, trying to do what they tried to do back in Kata, but couldn't quite get. So, yeah, I'm actually kind of I'm interested in this part of the discussion here, is because I want to see what they're doing. You know, I want to. I love the challenge that healing can bring, because yeah, right now it's when you're talking about the resto shaman. Okay, I can see that a little bit. You know, throw down your healing rain, drop your mana or drop your healing tide, go make a sandwich, come back, and you're at the top of the meters, right?
Yeah, sometimes that can be the case. Other times it can be quite difficult, but yeah, they can be quite like that. Put somebody on follow so you don't die.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, I gotta remember that. Make a follow macro. Okay, I'm making notes here.
So have you kept up on? I know there's been tons of announcements and tons of changes and all that. have you kind of kept up with that?
Yeah, I've tried to keep on top of it, like, in regards to, my main and stuff like that, I've kept on top of it, but there's not much information for me to learn from anyway, because they haven't released very much on Crane Stance, but,
yeah.
in regards to other healers, yeah, because I'm Fist Weaver, so it's going to affect me quite a bit, but I have to relearn my whole class all over again, because they're revamping monks completely, so I'm going to have to relearn how to play everything again, but looking at, shamans, they seem to be getting a wee bit, you know, smart heals are going to hit them a little bit, and then druids are looking really good as well, because they're triage healers anyway, with hopefully the healing, the way they're describing it, it should be, you know, triage healing-ish. I say that loosely because it's going to end up like Kata, but you know. Then disc priests have been nerfed and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of changes that I have kept sort of on top of. Holy priest, I think holy priests are going to be quite decent. So do between monks, holy priests, and resto shamans or resto druids even. I think they're going to be kind of all really tight together. So.
Our holy priest will be happy to hear that. He's. Mm-hmm. He's holy through and through, and he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, we have like that as well.
Yeah. What's your take then on the kind of elimination of the, you know, we talked a little bit about the smart heal stuff, but the elimination of some of the instant cast stuff.
I quite like that. It reduces the mobility. I mean, as a monk, I can run around and just do whatever. I mean, I don't even have to stand still ever. it's a good idea. To be fair, I quite like it. I mean, you actually have to think and plan. You have to plan ahead of what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. I quite like that. I know a lot of people are complaining because, oh, I know I have to cast my uplift, or now I have to cast my wild growth or my halo or whatever, but no, you have to plan things. You have to look at it from a different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to think about things. I quite like it.
Do you honestly believe, when they say, we are going to make this a genuine triage style, you're gonna have time to figure out who's getting what, you know, it's not, you're not gonna, people aren't going from full to 5% health, you know, they said that in Kata, they said that, you know, going into Mist, but do you really think that's what's gonna happen, or are they gonna have to be like, oh crap, and then it's back to the same old spam again?
I'm a bit doubtful, slightly. I mean, I think it's gonna be triage-ish for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to start getting gear, we're going to start getting more experience with the raids, and then it's going to be back to normal again, where not so much shields are overpowered, but the general damage intake won't be as high. Because if they do increase the damage intake, we're going to start dying, dropping like flies.
Right, because you won't have time to react to it.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be a really hard balance for them to get to as well, because high-end up here somewhere, our reaction speed is way faster than somebody else's, for example, who's still trying to clear Siege at the moment. Like,
I feel like you're talking directly to me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's talking down at us right now, it sounds like.
You don't have, you casual people just don't have. You're like an old slow, man pushing buttons.
Slow.
Oh, believe me, some of us are like old man.
Geriatric, just sitting there with your mouse over macros doing all your work for you.
Well, I have doing it for me, technically. But no, like, some people's reaction speeds are extremely fast, and some of them are extremely slow. It's just, I don't know if Blizzard are going to be able to balance that around everybody. I mean, they'll be able to balance it around, like, 90% of the population, but then you've got the other 10% who are, up, you know, in the top 50, top 100, top 300.
Well, and isn't that what Mythic is for, though?
Yeah, but then again, if they make Mythic too hard, then the casuals will complain that, oh, we can't do Mythic because you made it too hard, and we will complain because they make it too easy. So it's like,
it's not for casuals.
Well, right? Casuals will do it anyway, so they'll want to.
Yeah, I'm sure, but the point of Mythic raiding was to be genuinely difficult, right?
Yeah, well, they said that about Heroic though as well. Mythic is the new Heroic. So. I don't know what to do with it, or Heroic is the new Mythic, or whatever way around it is. But no, I'm not sure, really. I mean, if they make it too triageous, then we're going to start dying. But if they make it too easy, then we're going to have what we have now, where shields will become a little bit more viable because they are 40% of your HP, even with a nerf. So then the shields will become step in again, and it'll be like just back to the way we are now. Everybody's sitting at 99%. So
yeah. Fine line. So I guess we wait for beta then, huh?
Oh, I can't wait for beta at all. Like, I can't wait to sink into Crane stance and figuring out all this. And that. Like, I'm a wild card at the moment, as far as I know. Like,
because there's no way to know what fist waving's gonna look like, huh?
Exactly. So it's like, is my class dead yet? Like, that's all I keep asking myself.
No. Buff monks.
Buff monks, indeed. Like, no, not even buff monks, just nerf everybody else down to our level. Then we'll look slightly good. healing this tier has been horrible. 97% of my healing goes to overhealing, so it's like, I'm just going to DPS. It's just easier.
Is that the real reason why you got into fist waving, or did
you? I'll
just do this then, fine.
kind of, yeah. Like, the healing back then was just like, everybody's sitting 9-10%. Is there any point in this? So, yeah, just moving. And I was more comfortable in melee anyway. And monks are melee, so.
Yeah.
I stayed in my comfort zone. If you know, I still am in my comfort zone, though, as well. I think there's a very rare occasion I'm out in range, like Sagecrafter. Mm-hmm. But even that, I'm still spinning on the spot, because that's all you need to do in Sagecrafter, spin. So, spin a G-burst occasionally. But, no, I just stayed in my comfort zone. Haven't moved yet.
Well, I guess then the last thing we have here is just remains to be seen then if you had actually decided what you're going to be doing going into Warlords, huh?
Other than leveling, like, 4 characters.
Does your guild require you? Are you required to maintain, you know, however 4, 3, whatever, however many alts or?
2.
2.
Well, 2 characters. Sorry, your main and your alt. Like, my shaman's my alt, and then my main's my monk. But I think we were in talks about a third, but there's no point when we only do 1 raid a week. So it takes too much to bring people in and out and this and that. So. Especially when we do cell runs and stuff, so this is easier just to hold the 2 alts. But I think, yeah, we're going to be evaluated and this and that on our alts and our mains, so we'll have to level both up. I'll be leveling my shaman and my monk in the start, at least, depending on beta.
Those are 2 solid choices, I think.
Yeah, depends on the beta, but yeah, this should be pretty good. But yeah, 2 alts or 2 characters that are kind of around about the same item level, as if you can, it'd be good. But if you can't, then sorry, I guess. I mean, the reason why we're doing 2 is so we can split the raids in half, so you get more gear. So,
right.
Like, we did that this too, as well. So yeah, a lot of guilds do. I know Method did like 4 or something, just so they could max the gear out for people. But yeah, 2. It's not so bad, I guess.
All right. Well, do we have anything else to add to this? Anyone have anything else to add to the healing?
I can ask a bazillion questions.
I'm sure you can.
I think we a lot of overview. I think it was very solid.
All right. Well, we have something from Kim here. It's short, but it's sweet. So I guess I'll play that now.
Welcome to Crowd Control PvP segment. This week's been fairly light on PvP, so I've been busy doing blog posts and sifting through some competition entries, so this is going to be a very short segment. But I do have one very cool thing to announce, so stay tuned and listen for that. For the past week, Crowd Control PvP have been holding a competition to win some really cool prizes, and you basically had to send in a recording of yourself telling us why you enjoyed PvP, and we had loads of really cool ones, but we have picked a winner, and I'm happy to announce that the winner is @StabbyRogue. Congratulations, you have won a Lady Sylvanas figure, a Pop Games Illidan figure, an exclusive Training Dummies t-shirt, and a limited edition one-of-a-kind Crowd Control PvP t-shirt too, so congratulations. So @StabbyRogue, if you want to send me an email or catch me on Twitter, and we'll get your details sorted out so we can ship the cool things over to you. So as I said, this is going to be a very short segment, and that's about it for this week. As always, you can contact me at Kim Scally on Twitter, or you can send us an email at crowdcontrolpvp@gmail.com, or head over to the Training Dummies and you can get the details for the blog on there. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all have an epic week.
All right, macro of the week. It's something we haven't had in weeks. So, we do have one this week. Stormy, you said you had one for us. So,
yeah, I wrote it down on the sheet there. It's to stop your character from spinning around whenever you use Soothing Mists.
Oh,
I can't live without that.
Genius.
It's horrible. Yeah, because you don't know where you're facing afterwards, and that means your chi burst is like all messed up, and your camera angle is all messed up, and then you don't know where you're standing, and it's like, so yeah, I use a console macro to stop it from moving me.
Oh, that's yeah, I love it.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's life saving. Honestly, I've had it since I started playing Monk. I searched for ages trying to find it as well. I was like, I really hate this. I can't move, you know, because you would be soothing misting, and then all of a sudden, like, your target will move, so your whole camera, like, shifts round, and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh no, something's gonna hit me from behind, but really it's in front of you. And you're like, ah, oh, crap. So, yeah. No, that macro is, pretty awesome. It's just, a slash console, and then space camera smooth tracking style, all one word, and then space zero, and that fixes it to not move at all. Your character moves, but your screen doesn't move. Like, with the old penance, whenever mm-hmm. you penance a new character, like,
right.
Well, everything just moves. Yeah. It works for pendants as well. So it works for everything, pretty much, that would change your, you know, camera angle. But I would die without that macro. So
awesome. Yep.
Nice. I'll even try and get it up on the website, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
honor before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Saz gave me heck because I didn't put one up that she gave us. And someone was asking her about it, saying it wasn't up on the website. I better do that before I get in trouble.
Honor,
again.
On my, guide.
Honor before Warlords.
Yes, we'll have them up honor before December 20th. All right. Do we have things we learned the hard way this week? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I do.
Don't try to tank in healing gear.
Unclaimed mail will be deleted after 30 days.
Always check your loot spec before a boss fight.
Things I learned the hard way.
I like to check my loot spec during a boss fight. like in the last maybe 3% of the boss fight. I'm going, ah, crap!
I've killed Thok and Windwalker here, actually. As a mystery, that was quite fun. Yeah, I didn't check my gear before I flipped over. So I was like, why am I...
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's good.
That's pro right there.
That is.
That happens.
Do you have any other ones, or...?
I'm trying to think, actually. I've done a few things. Just rap by accident in Holy Gear. It's like, oh, nice. I've done that a few times. It's mostly gear changes. I keep forgetting to press the equip button. Uh-huh. And then it's like, ah, no. but other than that, not so much. Or rolling into things. Siegecrafter. The mines. Rolling into mines. Not
oh,
smart.
Yeah, those stupid mines. Yeah.
I shouldn't be allowed to roll. I don't think anybody should be allowed to roll.
Rolling it's like is the best. Think.
It has its ups and downs. Rolling off platforms, casual.
I got to a point. I've been playing several tunes, just casually gearing them up with PvP gear because that 522 gear is so cheap and easy to get now, and it's almost like a way easier, less painful way to gear even than trying to get into LFR right now. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Stormy told us to do LFR, so.
She did.
So, I had a tune now that's on the Alliance side, and I'm getting kind of geared out. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I finally got to a point where I could buy my weapon. So you have to earn a certain amount of honor or conquest, whatever it is, before you can buy your weapon. And so I got a weapon on my Alliance Death Knight. And I was so excited that I promptly went to the auction house and bought a weapon enchant for my Death Knight.
Nah.
Who, if you aren't familiar with Death Knights, they have a special utility that allows them to make their own weapon enchants. And you don't have to buy them. You just go to back to your little Death Knight zone and go stick your weapon in the little thing and push a button and ta-da, it's enchanted. So, yeah, I for whatever reason, who knows, I've been playing Death Knights long enough, but I was all so excited, I went and bought some weapon enchants. I was like, afterwards, I was like, oh no, what have I done?
Wasting money.
Yeah. Yep, yeah,
Did you use them, though?
Making it rain. Yeah, oh, I used it, and then...
Oh, you equipped them even. Oh.
Oh, yeah, yep. Oh. Yeah, threw that straight on there and looked, and
ouch.
And then all of a sudden later on, I'm like looking, I'm like, why the heck do I have that on this guy? Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't pay to be Alliance.
Seriously. Hey, you know wait a minute. That's not what I was saying.
Oh, oops. That's what I got out of the story. All right, I'm sure I've got something, but I can't think of it. I know there was something. I know there was. It's been 2 weeks. I know there was something.
Yeah, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was some sort of arena story where you didn't put out the right pet or something, but...
No, I always bring the right pet out for arenas. There was that whole wiping on 0% on Shaw Pride. That was kind of...
Your fault? Yep, I know. Sorry,
no,
man.
No, I wouldn't say that. Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's something. I just can't think of it. I know there's something. I'll probably think of it, you know, when we're all done. Because there's something. I just know there was something really stupid that
I did. See, I actually put it in the notes there so I wouldn't forget it. Because sometimes it's embarrassing enough where you don't want to admit it. So,
yeah, exactly. I got nothing.
All right.
Can't think of it. I know there's something.
All right.
So I guess we'll move on to this. All right. Well, I need to send some hen love, of course, to our guildies, the Horderlies on the Deathwing server. our raid team, which is currently working its way through normals, the regulars on the team, and of course everyone who was kind enough to fill in for us this past week. Some hand love to Catalyst Gaming Media and specifically Epic Podcast, who is doing their Child's Play Marathon this weekend. I believe you can go to their website and find out all the details. They're streaming for 24 hours to raise money for the Child's Play charity. So yeah, definitely go check that out. There's stuff you can sign up for on there, all kinds of good stuff, and it's of course for charity. And I need to send some head love to Jules from the Torn Think Tank. She happened to put on Twitter on Thursday that her friend could no longer go to BlizzCon, and she had an extra ticket to sell at face value. I was fortunate enough to be looking at Twitter at the exact moment she tweeted that, was the first person to respond, and that is how I now have my BlizzCon ticket. So I didn't have to endure the Eventbrite fiasco that everyone else did. So definitely sending some hand love to Jules of the Torrent Think Tank for allowing me to get that ticket for BlizzCon so easily. And of course, I have to send some hand love to Stormy for coming on the show tonight. That was a great discussion on healing, and I might have even learned some stuff today.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Stormy, for coming on.
No problem.
Been a fan, followed your stream, and definitely enjoyed a lot of the other shows that you've been on for quite a while. So it was a pleasure to have you on. Thanks to everybody who and said, I guess I don't need to rehash everything, but the one thing that I will reiterate though is the Child's Play thing, and that's very cool. You can go to the Catalyst Gaming Media website, the information there. It's a great cause, great people. So if you're interested in all checking that out, it'll be a real fun stream. I know they got a lot of really cool stuff planned. So Stormy, do you have any hand love or shout outs?
Just for my guild, really, for Finanza.com. So other than that, no. Just love them.
Wait, which guild?
My main one, Finanza.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. the other one's like...
Your fourth guild?
No, I'm only in two. Oh, something to do last time.
Man, if you're bored on your US account, you can come carry us.
I'm on my 500 exactly. Item level. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can single heal all the fights. Yep.
Sure, no problem. I can give you all the tactics, no problem. Fall asleep during them tactics.
Sweet. I looked real quick. I didn't see any reviews. I do see that we are at a 5-star overall in the U.S. iTunes store. So you guys are awesome. Thanks for sending out any written reviews or just clicking that 5-star. I'm not really sure how some of the other stores work. How Stitcher. I think it's a thumbs up, or I don't know, BlackBerry, if that's still a thing. But I really appreciate any feedback, good or bad. Unless you're just being a butthole, then you can go do something else. But really appreciate everybody being involved. It makes it a lot of fun, and we love being able to bring the bring these shows out. So before we wrap everything up, Stormy, why don't you let everybody know where they can reach you, follow you, like you, stalk you, love you?
I have my Twitter, so it's at Stormy, that's STORMIEH_MW. Then I have my Twitch as well, which is the Stormy 1337. Elite and temperanza.com.
Nice.
There's loads. I actually have a guide as well, but you can get that from my Twitter. So I have a second guild thing as well, but it's too long to write, but you can find it on my Twitter as well.
Nice.
So much stuff. And there's Sentry Totem as well. So there's that's everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up episode 67 of the Training Dummies. As Rob mentioned, iTunes and Stitcher, you can give us a review, good, bad, or otherwise. As well, we have email if you want to send us an email. It's the show at thetrainingdummies.com and on our website as well, trainingdummies.com. On our contact us page, we have all the ways that you can get a hold of us. The best way, though, is probably Twitter. Our show account is at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Hend, is at Hend_Horderlies. And, of course, the lovely Kim at Kim Scally. That's Kim with a Y.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!